One of the DEA's most wanted brought in thousands of kilos of cocaine to the U.S. every day. For them.
For who?
The U.S. government. Or with them. Or at least while they were looking the other way. Jesus.
L.A., New York, Atlanta. I couldn't sell it fast enough to keep up with supply.
What you found here, Gary, is a monster.
You have no idea what you're getting into.
Are you really telling me that I should just walk away from this?
You'd be an idiot not to.
Okay, here's the deal. Jeremy Renner puts out a bid for another Oscar nomination in Kill the Messenger. The film tells the story of Gary Webb, a reporter who broke the story about the CIA working with drug cartels in the 90s. The first half of the film is excellent, giving us a journalistic thriller in the spirit of All the President's Men. Unfortunately, the film stumbles in the last half, in which Webb suffers the blowback from his investigation. We're left with a film less about political intrigue and more about a man's life imploding. Sure, it's filled with Oscar clips and meaty character moments, but the tone is uneven and starts better than it ends. Still, it's a decent movie with a shocking true story that's worth checking out. Kill the Messenger gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.